Patrick Anderson, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the country's leading economists. He's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm definitely woken up now.
All right. Tell me your thoughts on what you just heard.
Well, I mean, obviously he's mad, and I cannot tell you that there's tens of trillions of dollars being extracted from the United States. So I think that's that part of the rant. I just can't see happening. However, Americans have every right to be mad. I mean, we went through and are still dealing with an epic financial meltdown, economic crisis, and a substantial chunk of that was due to the mismanagement of the financial system and of our taxpayer dollars that came out of Washington, D.C., and that did, in fact, have the complicity of both parties. It had the complicity of both the person that won the presidency, that's the incumbent now, and the challenger from the other party, both of whom stood up there in September and October of 2008 and said, yep, you got to do this gigantic TARP bill and bailout, and nope, we're not going to do anything about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and we're not going to change a lot of the other fundamental situations that have led to this. So,
what does Dylan Radigan mean by the United States is being extracted through banking, trade, and taxation? At least from your perspective, what do you think he means?
That part I just can't find. But I don't think the United States is, on the whole, being extracted, if the verb you're using, in terms of international trade. We do deal with international trading partners that do not always follow the rules, China being probably the biggest one in terms of trade. However, the United States benefits from trade, and I want to, you know, remind my fellow Michiganders here that we are the state that has more international trade than any other, and our automobile industry here grew up with international trade, particularly with Canada, and both Canada and the United States benefit tremendously from that. So trade in and of itself is not something that's bad. It's something that's good. It's something that America benefits from, and it's something that Michigan benefits from. So I'm in favor of that. The banking system, though, and the financial system, in particular, the mortgage system in the United States, and the here's where the term corrupting influence, I think, is correct, because we did have, as is now abundantly clear, a terrible situation with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with a implicit taxpayer guarantee that hired and paid huge amounts of money to ex-politicians to protect a system that was almost certain to fall apart, and unfortunately it fell apart in the last couple of years. And if you look at the entire cost of all the, and you know, all the different bailouts and things, and even if you'd use the taxpayer antagonistic accounting that's typically used for this, the single biggest cost is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So on that one, I think taxpayers really did get extracted.
Why don't we do something about that then?
Well, I've said it on your show, and a lot of other people have said it a long time. And before this happened, people wrote about it. But when you set up a situation where you put in, and here's where you actually do get a trillion. You get roughly $1 trillion committed through a taxpayer guarantee to an entity that is held only at part of an arm's length from a Congress and administration. And they hire former congressmen, and they hire legions of lobbyists, and then they go around and tell the taxpayers that really it doesn't cost anything because it's not, you know, they're actually a separate business. They're making their own money. And that was a house of cards that was going to fall down. It just happened to fall down in 2008, and we are still paying for it.
Do you foresee any major changes in the short term to Freddie and Fannie?
Well, it's still there. It's, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a gigantic, gorgeous building right in on a Grand Avenue in Washington, D.C. I've had bankers tell me that they were basically pushed to make loans by Fannie and Freddie, that they knew these people weren't going to be able to pay back. And Fannie and Freddie said, hey, what's the problem? We're going to buy them from you, right? And that's one of the reasons we got in the mess. And politicians, here's where at least a portion of his rant is well-motivated. You have not seen, under this current administration, this Congress, the disp- until that's out, as long as that's still out there, we're vulnerable to another situation.
So what you're saying is those two entities need to be disbanded.
Those two entities should be disbanded, and we should never again set up a situation where, wink, wink, nod, nod, we tell a whole bunch of people in the financial system that the taxpayers are going to bail out anything that goes wrong here. And then we tell the American taxpayers that they're not on the hook. I mean, it's that same kind of fundamental dishonesty that led to the situation where in the latter days of President Bush and the early days of President Obama, a Congress that was run alternatively by Republicans and then by Democrats, where we voted enormous sums of money to bail out entities that were, in my opinion, fundamentally bankrupt.
All right, Patrick Anderson is with the Anderson Economic Group. Thanks so much, sir.
All right, good to talk to you.